Community builder Debbie Hudson says her motivations for volunteering may have changed over the years, but she's been active since she retired at age 55.
Tell us a bit about your background, where you grew up, and when you began calling Erin Pryor home.
I grew up in White Lake. When I married my husband 43 years ago, I moved to Erin Pryor, and so I've called Erin Pryor home for all that time. And I worked in Ottawa for 38 years and retired at 55.
So if we could now talk a bit about your work in the community, what organizations are you devoted to or have helped out with by giving of your time?
Basically, for the last 10 years since I've retired, have volunteered at the NeighborLink Fountain, which is a drop-in center in Erin Pryor for anyone of any kind of need. Could be from needing a hot bowl of soup to needing some comfort and community. I've also volunteered at A.J. Charbonneau School in their library for about 5 years after I retired. And I'm also very active in my church, which is First Baptist.
What's your motivation for giving back?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure. When it started out, I was 55 and I was retired and I needed something to do. That was my first motivation. And I went to the school for that reason. At first, it was just for something to do, and then it became real purpose for me. I found that there was a need for somebody in the community to just be there for other people who had needs. And I've just grown to love all the people that I have met at the fountain and been able to help at the fountain. I meet people from all walks of life, from somebody who is young to somebody who is middle-aged to somebody who has just a need to have somebody to chat with them. So I guess my motivation now is that I have a love and a care for people who have a need in the community.
Was the NeighborLink Fountain involved in the anti-poverty committee that has provided or is in the process of providing a report?
I sat on that committee for the first year and a half. I stopped going to that committee because I felt that, for me, my time on it had been done. One of the board members took over, Karen Ann, and she's now on that committee. I think it's a wonderful committee. I've learned so much about all the area resources from that committee, and I believe that they are hopefully going to look into some of the problems in the community for poverty. The people that come into the fountain or anywhere, they're just looking for a sense of belonging, a sense of community, a sense of sitting in a room with other people. I think I've learned that from this whole the virus, that we're all shut in right now, and people are missing that community. And I think that's what the NeighborLink Fountain offers people, is a sense of belonging, coming in, just being with other people in community. Where else would you find it?
Do you have any advice for anyone who would love to get involved but doesn't know the first thing about where to start?
You just have to pick a place. Pick your passion. For me, it was the school first. I love books, and I like children, and I always wanted to work in a library, so that's what I started. I also then started at the fountain. I also was involved in my church. So my advice is just pick a place and start. If it doesn't work for you, try another place. There are so many places in Erin Pryor to volunteer, from the hospital to seniors at home to your local library to a school library. So just pick a place and start. Just don't sit at home.
Debbie says the community can always use more volunteers. She's another Oldies 107.7 community builder.